everyone. Welcome to the Lawyer Lifter Podcast, or Mel's Minutes, where I talk about lifting, life, and business. Hi, guys. It's been a while talking about postpartum. Actually, my executive assistant, Ariana, just reminded me that the postpartum episode one aired in July, where I was like 1 month postpartum. And I'm sitting here today, almost 9 months postpartum. And what has that been like? You know, actually, it's a really long and, you know, not so sexy journey. But I will say, I think I introduced that first episode with a question like, can a woman really have it all? And undoubtedly, I promise you, it is a resounding yes, but it is hard as fuck. So there is the proviso. It is hard. But guess what? If you want something, you're going to figure it out and you're going to do it. And so sitting here almost 9 months postpartum, like 8 and a half, a lot has changed. I didn't have a very long maternity leave, if it was even that, because I was still like working. We have full-time nannies. We have a village to help. And that really is the only way I think that anybody who wants to continue working and just continue progressing for you can do it. For me, I think one of the big things, and we'll probably do a little bit more in the next episode, is this thing about, I want to go back to my body. I want to go back to pregnancy body. No, fuck no, you can't. And that's, let me say, like, that's not bad, because you grew a baby and you passed a baby and your body was used to grow a baby, feed a baby afterwards. And I think this is very important too, because I finished feeding my baby. I created this milk stash. I posted it on my story like a few days ago. And that means a lot postpartum at this stage, because you end up getting your sense of self really fully back. But understand too, like, when we think about the female body, especially from a athlete perspective, a fitness perspective, it's a chance to do more with your body. And so I will candidly say, I compete at 52 kilos. Translation into pounds, that's 114.6 pounds. No one fucking walks around at 114.6 pounds. I've been competing at a national level for years. I never walked around at that. That's like crazy. That's like no life. I would walk around at 120 pounds and then, you know, slowly cut to that 114.6 pounds. And so if you knew how I look like pre-pregnancy, I was, so 120 pounds, I had to gain, 40 pounds. So by the time I was 9 months pregnant, I was 160 pounds. And that's because, well, like, when you take someone at 4'10", walking around at 120, you don't have a lot of body to work with. And so I ended up gaining that much weight. And so when I was about a month postpartum, when that first episode aired, it was just, you know, like me being a normal person, me trying to survive motherhood. I was able to drop like 20 pounds on my own. And then I hired back, and we'll talk to him again, Mr. Mike Shea, a busy parent dietitian. And he has gotten me back to pre-pregnancy weight. But I just want to say, like, again, it's not about getting back to what you were, but a chance to be something more. And that has been, I think, a huge mind fuck, and something I wanted to really share with listeners, that don't fall into this desire to hurry up and get back. Like the desire really should be, let me see what new goal I can achieve. And with the loss of weight that I achieved with Mr. Mike Shea, what it was really because I wanted to go back to the platform. In fact, another episode that we'll be recording, I make my debut, I guess like return debut, June 8th at Omni Strength, which is located in Fullerton, California. I am going to be qualifying for Raw Nationals, which is going to be at Salt Lake City, Utah, the first week of September. So I think that it's going to be quite a ride postpartum. A lot of things change in a female's body, especially the athlete, because you have to rebuild all of those muscles, the big one being the core muscles, and you have to remember, like reconnect your synapses with, you know, your body parts. And so I will say, though, that the force of pushing a baby out is very akin to strength training. And I have seen, we'll speak to Juan Sanchez, coach and owner of Top End Strength, related to my postpartum training towards nationals, that I feel my training has just been crispier. Meaning more specific, just more more on the line, because I know what sort of strength is in me because I had a baby. And so I think, like, full circle, what I'm trying to say to all of those postpartum moms is, forget about your pre-pregnancy body. Forget about what that body did, and focus on what that body can do. Focus on what it can function as. What, and secondary, the looks will come thereafter. I mean, the strength that I'm cultivating in training helps me, you know, be a better mom, hauling my kid around and multitasking a law firm, running a law firm, and still in the very much in the practice of law, and also, you know, being the best mom I can be. And I want to speak to that too. Like, all over social media, you see, I don't know, like Insta moms. I don't even know. I don't know. Like, a certain kind of mom. Like, you know what? And this is a guilty pleasure. I actually do follow those moms that have the bento boxes and they make the things and it's all like pretty. And I love the sound of like people unopening packages and putting them in like little containers. Like, no, I don't do that. I think that's awesome to look and it's like a guilty pleasure. I think that's great, but like, how, that would never be me. Like, right now, my kid is suspicious of solid foods. It kills me. He's so massive, and yet, like, he doesn't want to, like, embark on the solid foods journey. So, and then when I think about, like, how I'm going to feed my kid, like, lunches, am I gonna stamp out, like, a bear in a peanut butter? No, fuck no. Like, I'm going to... I know this sounds fucking awful because I'm doing it already. I'm probably gonna like meal prep his ass because I'm a subscriber of Little Spoon. Little Spoon doesn't sponsor me, by the way, but I have subscribed to Little Spoon. It's a nationwide meal prep service for infants, and they do like really nice like organic baby blends and like little biteable trays. I'm just saying, like, when you're desperate because you have shit to do, like, you know, that's what you do. Like, and you know, that doesn't make you a bad mom, a good mom. It makes you the best mom for your kid. So what I've learned in the past, like, 8.5, 9 months postpartum, don't get caught in the pre-pregnancy body. Do not get caught in the whatever Insta moms. And don't lose your identity to, you know, the being that has become the most important person in your life. Like, you are a whole ass human being. Still, I still am a whole ass human being before I got pregnant, during pregnancy, and even after. Like, so, continue to cultivate who you are, because that is not selfish. That makes you even better for your kid. I'm going back to the platform. Is that selfish? Probably. But it's also a message to my kid. My kid frequents Top End, and he is so obsessed with watching me lift weights. He's laser focused. And I already want him to know that it's anything that is awesome takes a lot of fucking work. And so I go back to the platform for me, for Mel, and also because I want my kid to know, like, mom was a whole ass human being and continues to be a whole ass human being, and this is the shit that she does. Maybe one day, God, I hope so, he is in the 95th percentile in height and weight, will be an athlete. I'm not gonna push him, but Jesus, that would be a fucking waste, right? Because why be so large? But, you know, so I think that everybody's really winging it. I mean, the only thing that I can say is, like, you know, no rush, girls. Like, don't try to be, you know, married and pregnant, like, before 30. Like, you know, that's not gonna, that's not necessarily the way. Also, our economy really fucking sure as hell doesn't make it so that you can easily do that. So take life in stride. Keep watching the postpartum, you know, journey for Mel, lawyer lifter, and, you know, keep being a whole ass human being. So next time on the next episodes of Lawyer Lifter Podcast, I'll go into everything else that I said. And that wraps up the Lawyer Lifter Podcast, aka Mel's Minutes. Catch this episode on Apple or Spotify. See you next time.